Joining us now is the general manager of the San Francisco Giants. That's Bobby Evans. Bobby, your thoughts just as that last out was recorded today. How did you feel?
No, it's a great feeling. I mean, these guys have battled so much, and we've really had some significant adversity and struggles that it's very gratifying to, you know, to finish the season strong and to get ourselves in a postseason opportunity. And you know, it's a big hill to climb, of course, you know, New York and Syndergaard and traveling back east tomorrow. But it's nice to be able to climb the hill. So we look forward to it.
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, we weren't sure that was going to happen. But, you know, it's funny. You went out and got Matt Moore. And I always said that you got Matt Moore for one game, and that game was today, or that game. And really, this guy is here to beat the Dodgers, and who knows where this postseason will take us with Matt Moore eventually maybe seeing him again. Who knows? But you got him to win one game, and that is to beat L.A., and he certainly did it, and he did it twice out of three times.
Yeah, no, he did a great job. I mean, today was a unique day. I mean, coming off of such a great game last night, it's hard to live up to what Ty did, and yet, you know, he managed to compete and keep us in a position to win the game. The offense, of course, you know, came around early against Maeda. He's not an easy guy to beat, and so a lot of good things happened for us early, which I think only gave us the momentum to finish it. And Moore did a great job. I mean, it's a tough lineup. I don't care, you know who's out there. They've got a lot of different options, and they're not afraid to use them. And Matt pitched a great game, pitched himself out of situations at times, but for the most part, didn't even get himself into situations. He just pitched that well.
How has Ty Block impressed you? And I realize it's limited innings. You know, you're looking at what, about 17 innings, you know, that he's got up in the big leagues, maybe something like that. But there's pretty interesting four different appearances, two starts, two relief appearances. And you know Ty Block, of course, drafted out of Creighton. You're part of that. And PCL, outstanding season for him. Now, give me your assessment of Ty Block right now.
Well, I mean, we've seen him at the minor league level do great games and do some pretty good things. And I don't know that I've ever seen anything, you know, at the minor league level like what he did yesterday. That was really as dominant a performance as you can ask for and expect. And I mean, he is a guy that is, you know, a quick worker. Everybody talks about that, and that's you know, valued in the game. Guys who work quickly keeps your defense on their toes, and there's no flat-footedness behind you. And then at the same time, he's also well-known in our system as a guy who competes. And he's also well-known in our system as a guy who's a great teammate. He's also a guy in the system who, you know, works hard. And so when you see a guy perform like he did yesterday, it's very gratifying. It's gratifying for, you know, Burt Bradley as our pitching coordinator and Dwight Bernard, who's our AAA pitching coach, but also Steve Klein at AA, and all these other guys that have worked with him over the years. To see that work culminate in such a big game and such a grand performance is huge for us.
And I just like the way he pitched. Some, as I said, I tried to compare it, and you bring up certain names. You bring up Kickham or Surkamp or other people who've come up and maybe haven't had that success. This guy threw the ball in the strike zone. He was not afraid to do that, and he had command within the strike zone. I thought that was very special.
Well, he's deceptive, and you know, it's hard to see the ball sometimes, and he doesn't have to overpower him, but he did have good velocity. But you know, they didn't know what was coming. And yeah. He threw a lot of fastballs, but at the same time it's not easy to see out of his hand. He has a deceptive delivery, and again, it worked to our advantage.
All right, very good. Bobby Evans with us. Looking at the team, the way it's put together, and you know, here we go into the Syndergaard game. What do you do with now? Here, the roster decisions now become a lot of fun for you guys, and boy, this is interesting. You got one game, and you could get 25 people. How do you put this one together? Now, I think last time someone called and said to use 10 pitchers and the rest position players. How do you go about this thing with Syndergaard?
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll be all that different. I mean, we'll see in terms of the wild card this time versus 14. We did go with 10 pitchers in 2014, and that's and part of it, probably because it's just one game, and you know, there's only so many innings available. But you'll have some guys that can pitch more than one inning, of course, on that roster, including some possible starters and options that, you know, you can go to. You've got to be prepared because you don't know what's going to happen. It is one game, and then your roster will shift. If you win that game, you can shift it to whatever you want it to be for the division series, in which case, you know, you may involve more pitching, of course. But good options for us. There's a lot of good options, a lot of guys that pitch extremely well and certainly played well. So we'll have some tough choices to make, but that's what you want. You don't want there to be easy decisions.
How do you get Gorky's Hernandez on? Now, he wasn't on the 25-man prior to September 1st, but he was in the organization. How do you get him on the 25-man now for a playoff game?
Yeah, he may not be able to. We'll just have to see how that plays out. But, I mean, clearly he's a guy you want on there. So, you know, the one DL player that we know we have that can be replaced is Chris Keston. So, certainly gives us at least one guy that was not on the August 31 roster that can be added. Again, we'll just have to, you know, be plowing through that tomorrow and Tuesday.
Okay. Now, does that have to be a pitcher for a pitcher, or can anyone for anybody?
No, it just has to be a player for a player. We can't replace a broadcaster with a player. We got to have it's got to be player for player.
Thank you very much. And I will tell you, I throw left-handed, so if you need a lefty against the Dodgers, I'm ready. How about the Dodgers against lefties? I mean, honestly, and as I say, you got Moore for this one and Block yesterday and Bumgarner. And look, you're an analytical guy. You look at the batting averages against lefties. They're the worst in baseball, hitting .215. You know, there really is something going into the playoffs, and they got their first round with Washington. That is something they have to deal with at some point, that they don't hit lefties.
Yeah, I'm just not going to underestimate them. I mean, postseason's different, and you know, they're going to be geared up for those games, and you just don't know what to expect. I think that there's a reason why they've had the success they've had, especially the second half. So you certainly can't look past them if you're Washington or any of us.
Bullpen sort of getting into a little bit more of their set roles now, a little bit with Romo taking the reins here in the ninth inning.
Well, it stabilizes things when you're clear on who the closer is, and I think that helps for sure. And it does give Boat some options in terms of matchups, in terms of, you know, seventh and eighth inning. And we've certainly played some games lately where we haven't needed as many bullpen arms, and that's a credit to our starters. And that's why we went out and got the starters we did, so our bullpen could rest more. And, you know, to have three guys that are 200 plus innings is a boost. But now, as you get down to this time of year, you know, defined roles are helpful, but it really starts with the closer. If that closer role is defined, it certainly helps everything else fall into play.
And then you got, you know, you and I talked about innings pitched out of a five-man rotation, and you got a lot of innings out of three guys, over 600. If you add them up, probably 650 maybe out of three guys. And, you know, you've got, when Bumgarner did this in 14, he pitched like 50 innings. You know, you've got a lot of innings on the starters. You think they... I guess you have to see how the games are played, but I guess that's got to be somewhat of a concern of getting a little tired this time of year. Maybe the adrenaline just takes you through.
Well, I hope it becomes a concern that we have that many games to cover.
Right,
that would be a good problem to have. But you know, take one game at a time, and some, you know, Wednesday will be a test for us in general, with already facing one of the best pitchers the game's offering, and we'll just have to take it day to day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're right. It's a good problem to have, let's put it that way, as they always say. Bobby, how do you feel about this team compared to 14 or 12 or 10? You know, you got the core guys who've done this before, and you got the rotation that all of a sudden caught fire here the last week, and the team played well in 57-33 the first half. How do you feel about this team going in compared to the other teams going in?
Well, I think 14 faced adversity as well and went through a pretty tough run. I think that this team has faced, you know, more adversity in the level of struggle that they had, so they've had to overcome that, and they've played more close games than I think anybody in baseball, at least one run games, that is, and that's probably somewhat true for the theme in 2014 as well. You know, I think that the challenge we'll face, of course, is that, you know, the competition hasn't gotten any easier, and, you know, teams are getting better, and, you know, we've got to step up to, you know, the level of play that we're playing against. And I certainly like what I saw this last homestand, and the energy these guys have, and the belief that they have in themselves. And for me, the depth of rotation certainly, mm-hmm. you know, lends itself to some some pluses, but you know, it's not just that. There's guys with experience, and you know, every experience you get in a postseason game, you know, or become more battle tested. It certainly makes you feel, you know, more confident if you're a player going in.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's different. I just feel that you've been through it three times, and you got the rotation. You're catching the ball better than anybody in the major leagues, fewest errors. And I think those are two big things as you go. But you're going to New York City. I just said it to Alex. You know, we haven't had a playoff game in New York City yet. Here we go into New York City. Get ready. Get ready for this.
Well, no, I remember very well 2000, and certainly it was a tough season, a tough way to finish the season, you know, there in New York. So very, very happy to get a chance to go back, and hopefully we can take care of business.
Yeah, very good. All right, Bobby, thanks so much for coming on, as always, all season long. And, yeah, we'll take it day by day, and hopefully I'll be chatting with you over the weekend from Wrigley Field. But have a great week, and congratulations on making it through the marathon. And the goal is to get in, and you got in, and I appreciate it. Believe me, it's a relief for me, too, going through this whole season. So congratulations.
Now, thanks for all your help and support, Marty, and the fans. Of course, we wouldn't be in this position without them. We know it's hard to see a struggle. So I appreciate folks sticking in with us.
Yeah, they do. 41,000 every game, and I thought Ty Block yesterday just fed off the fans, and the fans fed off him, and it was. I thought the playoff app, they all came back. It was like the Swallows coming back to Capistrano, if that's where they come back to. They all came back this week. I just had that feeling that the playoff fever came back to the park this week on Friday night. I felt that it was back.
Yeah, and our players feed off the energy of our fans, and they're very honest about that. And I think players that come from other teams, you know, talk about it, whether they talk about it publicly or not, they definitely talk about it privately. And, you know, there's a lot of energy that keeps these guys going when things aren't going so good. So when they're going good like they did this weekend, it's fun.
Very good. All right, Bobby, have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants, and New York ahead. Boy.